Hey world, Anicia Blue here from AniciasBlueprint.com, and I encourage the broken to breathe with the word of God. Let us pray. Lord, your majesty, we come to you this morning, humble, asking for forgiveness for our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Lord, allow us to hear the words that you say to us, Father God. Search our hearts, and whatever you find that is not like you, allow us to hear you in correction. You correct those that you love. And so, Lord, we thank you on this morning that you are correcting us. We thank you on this morning that we have the power to be overcomers because your Son overcame this earth, and we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We are more than conquerors, O Lord. So we thank you for this morning as we go out and about our day, that we will overcome distress. We will overcome the doubt. We will overcome the insecurity. We will overcome the financial situations, Father God. We will overcome how we look at ourselves. We will overcome not praying for our neighbors. We will overcome all things that are not like you. It will take that we be slaughtered. It will take that we be upset. It will take that we understand that you are God and God alone. You are the same God to Abraham and Jacob. You are the same God that was there for us. You called our names, O Lord. And so that God is who we choose to serve today. That is how we overcome. Our faith is in you, O God, that no matter what is taking place, God, that we know that it is you and you alone who will get us out. But we have to be willing. And this morning, we are willing. Today, oh Father God, we walk through our days with our head held up high, with the helmet of salvation on, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the sword, which is your word. We walk with it. We talk with it. We will not be like the world. You said for us to come out from among them, oh Father God. Lord, I ask that you give us wisdom and knowledge to see, Father God. I ask that you would heighten and help us to really hone in on our discernment, Father God, that we would know what is not like you. We would know the difference between when it's our flesh. We would know when it is the enemy, Father God, and we will position ourselves to be able to ready to war, to be able to war, oh God. So Lord, we believe this and we know this to be true because you are our Father and you love us, God. I think sometimes that, Lord, forgive us for not knowing what real love is. Forgive us for not knowing how much you love us, that you crushed your Son for us. You did not spare him at all because you wanted us to be able to come behind the veil. So on this morning, we know that how we overcome has already been done for us, that we just must walk into it, Lord. So God, we thank you. We lift you up on high because you are our God. You are majestic. You are mighty. There's no God like you. And in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, there's no one like him. We say amen because the blood still works. The blood still works. I pray that you all have been blessed by this prayer this morning. I pray that you really understand how much God loves you. And no matter what situation you are facing this morning, you say today is the day that I overcome because Jesus Christ has already overcome all things. He showed us how to do it so that we can do it. And so I love you guys. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I am the King's daughter, Anicia Blue. Be blessed.